Ukraine security issue.
July the 10th, the 137th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, saw the invaders' continuing but failing attempts to advance deeper into the Donbas. Unable to break through the Ukrainian lines of defense, they continued to mercilessly shell civilians. A new shocking act of Russian terrorism was reported on Sunday morning from the town of Chasiv Yar, Donetsk region. In the small hours, the town was struck by Russian missiles. One of them hit an apartment building and destroyed two-thirds of it. Rescuers recovered 15 bodies from the rubble and pulled out five survivors. Oleg Karnitsky, national police inspector, said that three living people were still under the rubble, but there might also be more dead bodies. There are at least 35 people under the rubble, dead and wounded. The wounded are being treated. There is no more information. It's difficult to say how many people were killed by such a powerful explosion. We will only know it in several days. They struck at night on purpose when the people were asleep, so there would be more victims, said Oleg Karnitsky. The Russian missile also damaged several neighboring apartment buildings. One of the tenants, Petro, told Suspilna that he and his wife were lucky to survive.
10 минут 10-го. На балкон вийшов, подышав свіжим воздухом. І вспышка, і взрив. І я прямо тут на балконі так і остався лежати. Упав сразу в момент.
I was on the balcony taking fresh air. Then suddenly, a shattering blast. I stayed on the balcony and my wife was under the kitchen table. I say, come out and see what's going on. Then there was another explosion. We were just saved by God from the explosions and debris. When we're in the basement, there was the third explosion, said Petro. In the Dnipropetrovsk region, one of the Russian missiles on Sunday totally destroyed an industrial enterprise in a village located far from the front line. The day before, the Russian invaders dropped phosphorus bomb on other village and towns. They also launched 10 missiles on a residential area of the industrial city of Kryvyi Rih, killing a kindergarten cook and a 20-year-old girl who was jogging on a training ground together with her father. Both were rushed to the nearest hospital, but doctors failed to resuscitate the girl. The sharper wounds in her father were not lethal. Russian forces continue to storm Ukrainian positions in the north of the Kharkiv region, with the most intensive fighting in the Izum area. The Ukrainian defenders hold the line and beat off all enemy attacks, said Oleg Sinihubov, head of the Kharkiv region military administration. Every time the attackers suffer heavy losses and retreat, but they try to compensate for their face-to-face combat failures with missile strikes on civilians, he said. Thanks to the Western weapons, the Ukrainian army is now able to effectively use a new tactic – precision strikes on ammunition and fuel depots, logistic chains, and command posts deeper in the Russian army's rear. They explode and burn almost every day, significantly reducing the Russian forces' offensive capabilities. However, according to Defense Ministry Press Officer Oleksiy Gotsenko, the weapons provided to Ukraine by its Western partners are enough to destroy the enemy's logistics, but not enough to launch a counter-offensive.
Через поставки західного озброєння КЦАПи починають нервувати.
The supplies of Western weapons make the invaders so nervous that they smoke at their ammunition and fuel depots. We also help them by striking their logistics centers and supply lines. We don't pound them on the front line. That's not our tactic at the moment. We need to make sure they have nothing to shoot and refuel with. That's our way, said Oleksiy Gotsenko. Ukrainians are actively engaged in fundraising for their army. It is now a commonplace practice across the country to collect money for drones, thermal imaging cameras, and body armor for our soldiers. Recently, the Ukrainians set a new record, raising in a matter of days 600 million hryvnias, roughly $20 million, for four Bayraktar UAVs. Volunteers will purchase them for the Air Force through the Defense Ministry. Now work is underway on the implementation of the Drone Army project, which was initiated by the General Staff, the Ministry of Digital Information and the United 24 platform. It is a comprehensive program that includes the purchase, repair and maintenance of drones and a pilot training course. The first drones purchased by Ukrainians under this program are already in operation in the front lines.